it's an area that's been affected by a very violent civil war, a war that's considered to have caused the death of over 5 million people. Because of that, the infrastructure and the economy has collapsed. And because of that, we're now in a cycle of violence. What's needed is peace, and peace can only be built once the economy begins to develop again. And that's because it'll create jobs and it'll enable people to focus on other things than armed conflict. So what we're trying to do is draw on Virunga National Park as a resource in order to boost the economy, create jobs, and enable the local communities to improve their livelihoods.
What will the building of a power plant mean for the community?
First of all, I should just say a couple of words of what we mean by a hydroelectric power plant. You know, it's not a huge dam the way they're often referred and seen as. It's a network of small hydro plants that, in a way, marry the landscape. So they have a very low impact on the environment. They don't create a dam as such. They just divert the river over a few hundred meters. And that network of hydroelectric plants are in the community and managed by the community. They generate electricity, which powers rural industry. If you look at many of the studies that have been done in extremely poor communities around the world, nearly all of them point towards rural electrification as the highest return on investment if your concern, if what you're trying to do is alleviate poverty. And so it's an extremely effective tool for improving the lives of people who live around the park, who live in conflict situations.
When will the implementation begin on building the plants?
Well, it's already begun. It started 3 years ago as a pilot project. So what we're talking about isn't just an idea, something that we've developed as an idea and then materialized. We've tested it out. We built a small hydro plant on the flanks of the Ruwenzori Mountains, the famous Mountains of the Moon, in the northern sector of the park. And that small hydro plant, it's only half a megawatt, and that's the equivalent of about 40,000 light bulbs, is now responsible, as it were, for the creation of two small industries. One is the creation of a soap factory, and the other is a substance called papaya enzyme. It's an organic substance produced in North Kivu, and both of those products can only be produced if there's electricity. And it's only thanks to the national park that there is electricity. And thanks to that, there's a small rural town on the flanks of that mountain that was extremely impoverished, and it now has the beginning of a booming industry and the creation of about 500 jobs. We're now moving into the second phase, and that's a 12.5 megawatt plant, so that's almost 30 times bigger. The number of jobs that will create is between 8 and 12,000 jobs, and that's in Rutshuru. Rutshuru is at the heart of the armed conflict at the moment, and so to be able to create up to 12,000 jobs in this conflict-affected area has enormous implications for the future of the region.
I also wanted to touch on one other aspect of the Virunga National Park, and that is the mountain gorillas that are an endangered species there. So how will this initiative help to save the gorillas there?
5 years ago, I was given the incredible privilege of being able to lead the team of rangers in Virunga. And their responsibility is to protect the mountain gorillas and protect the rest of the wildlife in this absolutely exceptional national park. It's one of the greatest parks on Earth. It's the oldest park on Earth after Yellowstone in the US. But it's an incredible struggle. Over 130 of our rangers have been killed since the beginning of the war protecting this national park. But not just protecting the park, but also protecting the local communities. And so what we've come to realize is that by using defensive measures alone, so anti-poaching, you know, ranger patrols and so on, can only get us that far. It also has 4 million people who live within a day's walk of the park boundary. This is one of the most highly populated areas on Earth, and it's also one of the poorest areas on Earth. So unless we're able to address those fundamental issues of conflict, poverty, we're not going to be able to ensure the future of this park, and we're not going to be able to ensure the future of the mountain gorillas.